Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to another episode of Big Heck Weird Adventures. I am one half of the Big Heck Weird Adventures team, the one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, the Spanish God Big Heck. And along with me, we have a special guest. You all know her as Heel Carm on Twitter. The one, the only, the beautiful Carmen. Give it up for Carmen, y'all.
Hey, guys.
So, it has been a while since we have been able to grace the airwaves, and due to that reason is because this household has been hit with a massive wave of shit rolling downhill, let's just say it that way. Unfortunately, Carmen was diagnosed positive with COVID-19 towards the end of March, the beginning of April. And that was quite a bit of a rough, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, it was 2.5 weeks. Hospital stay, feeling like I was about to die. Yeah. Fun times.
Oh, yeah. Tons of fun times there, guys. Since this pandemic has hit, it's literally been blow after blow after blow. Just from what we've dealt with, one of my coworkers, her daughter got sick, and then she got sick. So I literally went on a 2-week nonstop streak of getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, being at work by 4:30, not leaving till 5:30 for 14 days straight. Mm-hmm. And then, right around the time when I was about to go on my 15th or 16th day, it's all a blur to me at this point.
Well, what ended up happening, guys, was that it was a Monday. I went into work feeling kind of sick. I was sick all that weekend, mm-hmm. really sick with a fever. And, I don't think anyone understands, when you get it, people think you have these symptoms immediately. It doesn't. Well, for me, it took a couple days. By Monday, I was feeling really, really sick, though. But I went to work. Heck, they didn't want me to. But I went anyway because my boss was going to test me. So I might as well just, get paid and get myself tested, too, at the same time. And I came home that day, and I looked, like Hector says, like something ran me over. And after that, everything's a blur to me, too. I got sicker the next day. And mm-hmm. I couldn't go to work, and I just stopped going to work. And then a couple days later, I get my results, and they tell me that I'm positive, which really sucks. By then, I kind of quarantined myself away from Hector and the girls. After that, like I said, it's a blur. I remember a couple day hospital stay, coming home, recovering, and then finally feeling back to my old self, just in time for WrestleMania, guys.
Literally just in time for WrestleMania.
I think maybe that helped lift up my spirits a little bit. But, it's been hard. We've been on lockdown here in the Garcia household. We really don't go out.
No.
The only person that really leaves the house is Hector. And he goes and gets everything we need, goes to work, and then comes home. But we're not really leaving anywhere. This quarantine has given me time for, let me tell you guys, nothing. I have 2 kids. I haven't been able to catch up on anything yet. Emily is
a handful.
Yes. I don't know if you guys ever see my page. You see what I'm dealing with. Ari is more laid back. She's cool. She understands. She does her school work. And, she's more relaxed. But then when you have a 16-month-old that wants to run around and play, kind of hard to catch up with the shows you really want. The only thing I really am really watching on Sunday, Outlander. Yes, I know. It's a girly show. I get it, but it's good. All right.
If you dig the whole Renaissance and back in the time.
Renaissance?
Not really Renaissance. It's more like early colonial.
Yes, colonial.
There you go. It's more like early colonial.
Well, we're into what? Season 5 for me now?
I think so.
Yeah, so
I guess to put it more in terms that they would understand is like if you ever played Assassin's Creed 3 with Connor. So if you ever played Assassin's Creed 3, this is more aligned with the timeline of like that era.
Yes. I mean, it is more, I know what they're going to say, it's a chick show at times, but it does have good plots. I like it's some, that's the only
good show action really. Scenes.
It does have good action scene. It look, I'm going to recommend it to all the ladies out there. And if you get your husbands or boyfriend, you drag them down, let them watch too.
MJ, this means you. At this point, Carmen's talking to you, MJ.
Definitely check out Outlander. I definitely will. Like, I love that show, and I've been watching it. I think Netflix has the first 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. And if I'm personal close friends with you and you hit me up, I might be nice enough to give you my Starz account.
so, MJ, she's talking to you again.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I think that's the only show I have been able to catch up on. After that, I think everything else has honestly just been a blur with my family members. We've had like a tragic loss, and you know, my parents are also recovering from this. So it's been a lot in the Garcia household for us. And but we also try to keep everything on the bright side. I play a lot with the girls. I think everyone sees my Instagram. I have tons of pictures of Em on there. You know, I think this is the new normal right now, and we have to try to get used to it. And you know, and being us. Like, I don't like to say the word survivor, but I guess it is because
you definitely are a survivor because
there are perfectly, you know, healthy young people out there. That
right.
I know.
And not for nothing, you know, I'm going to say this, guys, it's literally no joke out there. I'm telling you guys from, you know, from our personal experience, if you don't have to go out there, stay the fuck home. It's that simple. Don't believe the hype when it comes to all of these, you know, people out there saying, oh, this is it's a fault. It's a, you know, it's fake. It's fake news. It's the COVID-19 virus ain't that serious. Let me tell you something. First of all, when you have a loved one who gets hit with this and you see them in, you know, agony, you see them in pain, barely able to breathe, you know, sweating bullets because of the fucking fever. Literally, you know, they're running to the bathroom because they're either, you know, vomiting or they're,
okay,
you know.
Okay, let's not get that graphic.
Right. I'm just saying, when you see someone going through all of that, it hits home. And then out of everything that we've gone through, the scariest thing that we have seen was the fact that when Carmen couldn't breathe anymore, we literally had to make the decision of calling 911 and having an ambulance come and pick her up. And when they took her away, it's like, you know, you're praying to God or whoever you pray to that, hey, hopefully she doesn't have to go on a ventilator and, you know, hopefully she gets to make it home.
I did. I'm here.
And she did. So.
So anyway, the Grimms, this is all Grimms, and it's making us sad, the episode. So
right, and I mean, that's not the kind of turn that we want to take it. We just want to, you know, let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah, why
we at the end of the day, this just sucks.
Yes, it
is. Okay. It just sucks. If you ain't got to go out, stay the fuck home. If you got to go out, put a fucking mask on. Don't be cochino and, you know, nasty and start coughing out there all over people.
Please wash your hands.
Wash your hands, you nasty asses.
But
you nasties.
But besides that, let's see. I think we've been pretty good at home. I mean, I haven't wanted to kill Hector yet. He's still alive, so that's positive.
I mean, she can't really kill me. I kind of nursed her back to health, so. Oh, and speaking of which, during her whole entire recovery, my job was gracious enough to allow me to stay home, pay me while I was home with her. And, you know, then they were like, all right, is she good? Yeah, all right, get your ass back to work. They were like, we miss you here. We need you.
Yeah, no, and I've been home from work. I haven't talked to my job yet. I think they're just letting me recover. And, you know, it's fine because it's kind of hard, you know, finding someone to stay with the girls. We're very picky and particular. And, you know, I just
don't. Yeah, we don't let anyone just stay with the girls. But
yeah. So, and besides that, let's see. Any, like, nerdy news? Because let's move on from the sadness.
Before we get into all of that, let's take a quick break. And then we'll be right back. And we're back. So, Right now, we're going to talk about things that we've been trying to get into, or just things that we've been reading up on, and things that we see that are going to be shortly coming our way. One thing I do want to talk about, and it's kind of obvious with everything that's been going around with, you know, the shutdowns and the quarantines and everything else, unfortunately for all of our anime fans, Anime Expo 2020 has been canceled. So what does this mean? That means no Funimation, no Crunchyroll, none of these vendors, none of the exclusives that would have been coming out. None of that is going to happen, unfortunately, due to this stupid, ridiculous virus. So one of the big events we were looking forward to for the coming summer seems to not be happening, which is boohoo for me because I was really hoping this was going to be something I was going to get to with Gene and finally get him to start immersing himself into more anime.
I was going to send Ari with you.
Yes, and we were going to bring Boogie Styles with us, but you know what? It's just not going to happen this year, so maybe 2021 we can make it out to Anime Expo.
A little bit of good news. I don't know who read the books. I haven't read the books, but Artemis Fowl is coming to Disney Plus. So yes. That's a good thing. It's going to come on June 12th. It's going to be streaming off of there. So, I mean, if you have Disney Plus, which I'm paying for, yes, I do. I pay for it every month. That's something to check out. I know Onward is on there right now. I'm Frozen 2. Trust me, I know everything that's on Disney Plus because I have two kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's good news. We were gonna check out this movie.
Yeah, we were definitely gonna check out Artemis Fowl because the trailers by far had me sold on it, so I was definitely gonna look at it.
Yeah.
I've never read the books, so I mean, this was probably gonna be my first introduction into the Artemis Fowl series. And I'm kind of glad that Disney's taking, you know, the leap and they're saying, you know what? We know that everyone can't make it out to the theaters to go catch our film, so you know what, fuck it, we're going to put it up on Disney Plus.
Well, I mean, right now, like, the movie theater, everything's closed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if, I don't know if you guys heard, but I think AMC might be filing for bankruptcy, which, you know, it's a lot. The movie industry is getting hit big time right now because of this. But, you know, us fellow moviegoers, we actually saw Trolls.
Yep.
We did see Trolls. It was cute. It's cute. I really liked it.
It was really good. We did pay the $20. Holy shit.
You know what? I see it as in, okay, it is $20, but
it was $10 a day.
But Ari was able to see it twice and she enjoyed it. And honestly, Ari has been really strong through all of this. So she kind of deserves a little bit of happiness.
Yeah, and she's been awesome.
If Trouble's going to make her happy that night with some popcorn and something to drink, then it is what it is. Yep. So, I mean, like, in a way, like, I understand why the movie industry is doing that. It is kind of cheap because when you go to the movies, it's not no $20 for all of us to go sit down and watch this movie.
Not unless we go to our super secret undisclosed location, which all New Jersey people up here in the north, we are not disclosing because then y'all just going to ruin it for us and ransack the goddamn theater. But, you know, whatever.
But I'm saying, like, normal movie, AMC theater, not even before 12 o'clock will we spend $20 on
even like, CineMark tickets. It's pricey.
Three tickets. Man, yeah. Emily doesn't have to pay yet. But, you know, I think they are going the right route with putting some of these movies out to like on demand for you to rent at home and watch with your kids because you need something to cut through the monotony of everyday life. And since this is like a new normal that kids really can't go outside and play and they can't go to school, something as far as just spending $20 for that one night for them to be like, oh, we watched the new movie that came out or whatever. And I think it is a smart thing to do. I know some people would be like, oh, $20 is kind of steep for an on-demand. But you know what? Once in a blue, if it's a really good movie, $20 is not going to kill me. It's not going to break or make me and anything to kind of make my kid happy. Definitely recommend Trolls. Please go. I would definitely watch it. It's really cute. It's funny. has new characters in it. And I'm kind of hoping there's a third one, actually.
Yeah, I think there would be a third one. So Trolls was really good to watch with the kids. We still have Onward. We still have Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 we kind of watched with Sam.
Okay, y'all saw it with Sam.
But we'll watch it again.
But
watch it
again. Whatever. you know, not a Disney Plus side. I think they did show, I don't know if it was like a fake trailer.
Wow.
For The Mandalorian 2.
That was a fake trailer. But okay. The Mandalorian 2 is coming. I think it's in the fall, if yes. I'm not mistaken. I just don't know if they're like, they filmed everything, if it's done. I don't know if they still need to edit. I mean, Disney Plus hasn't said anything about it being pushed back. So right. I'm hoping we're still good with, I mean, you know, with everything going on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, what is it, the next pushback? I know Wonder Woman's being pushed back for August.
Wonder Woman's getting pushed.
We're not sure that might change considering everything that's happening, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, so that might get pushed back again.
No. And I mean, DC's whole lineup for what their next wave of films were going to be, it's all been pushed back due to this whole thing. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those, you know, we kind of have to take everything step by step, and we're just going to have to wait and see when everything's going to start to come out. You know, Wonder Woman was slated for, you know, May, June. Now we're seeing possibly August. Who knows? It may even be delayed even later, depending on how everything starts turning out.
Sure.
Which is fine. I'm more than willing to wait, especially seeing how this movie was starting to pan out and how the trailer was coming out and everything looks. So it's definitely going to be worth the wait. One thing that we did see that we did get a notification of, we did get the notification for HBO Max. So HBO Max is going to be launching on May 27th. And it looks like HBO is starting to pull from everywhere. We're seeing them pull. The one surprising thing to see for me was they're going to start incorporating Adult Swim, Cartoon Network. Crunchyroll was a big thing. So, you know, for anime lovers who want to see, you know, if you don't have a subscription to Crunchyroll, if you're doing the free subscription, but if you happen to get HBO Max, you can catch some of those anime episodes on HBO Max.
Yeah, how many more streaming services, people? At this rate, I'm going to cancel my cable and just stick with my streaming services. Because, like,
yeah.
I mean, everything. And it looks like HBO Max is getting everything that regular HBO has, plus more. I think TNT is going to be in here, TBS. So, like,
Turner Classic.
So, I guess anything that are on those stations are now going to be playing on HBO
directly
Max.
Through Max.
I mean, I know there are people that are Friends fan. I'm not a big Friends fan. I've watched it here and there. I think they're doing their reunion through HBO Max. I mean, right now it's postponed because of the everything going on. But I mean, you know,
like the only saving grace to HBO, I mean to Friends, I'm gonna say it. If Matthew Perry wasn't on the show, that show would have fallen to shit. I'm a big Matthew Perry Chandler fan, so. The times that I have seen episodes of Friends, if Chandler wasn't on the episode a lot, it just sucked. Because he just brings that sarcastic wittiness that you need.
Okay, I'm an Office rerun kind of gal, X Factor.
Yes. Can we get an Office reunion? That's what I'm talking about now.
Right?
Can we get the Office back? Bring back, you know, Scott's Tots.
No.
Prison Mike.
No. I just want an Office reunion.
Because you know what they were serving up in that time? Gruel. Nothing but gruel. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let me see what else. I'm going to throw it out there because Hector's never watched it. And I know everyone's like the stupid hype. Okay. Tiger King. Yes. It has its weird. In the beginning, it's weird. This was my recovering in the hospital. So I needed to watch something phase. And everyone was talking about Tiger King. And Hector's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, it's a documentary. It's really like, it starts off kind of weird and then it gets kind of interesting. And then you don't know why, but you're dragged in and you kind of want to see how this turns out.
So in other words, it's like a whole scenario. Oh my God, this is so bad, but can't look away.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's like a train wreck.
And you just want to see how far this is going to get fucked up.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was my, when I was still kind of foggy, but
still conscious enough to know what fucked up was.
Exactly. So yeah, that was one of my shows I was trying to like, I watched on Netflix through my little screen. And I started home when I was trying to stop with the fever. And then I was unconscious for a couple of days, so I stopped watching. And when I became conscious again in the hospital, I finished it. And it was just, yeah, it shows.
Oh God, I still have not joined the Tiger King bandwagon.
No, you don't have to.
I don't think I
already
will.
Watched it for us, I guess.
I really don't think it's gonna happen for you guys.
Know. Okay, you know what? This is a good thing. If you guys are listening and you have any good show recommendations, something that'll catch our attention, and something that's not 100 episodes long,
let something us know. That we can watch before midnight.
Yes,
because I'm gonna say it. I'm working 10, 12 hours a day.
And I'm with the kids.
And she's with the kids 10, 12 hours a day. Then by the time we get home, I get home. You know, I'm helping her put the kids down and, you know, get them ready.
Excuse me. I'm the one that puts Em to sleep almost every night.
She does. Unless she's absolutely had it. And then I have to go lay down with the baby. And then I just knock out with her. So this is what I'm trying to say. Something that we can consciously be there to watch it and not have to fry our brains trying to pay attention.
I mean, we started Hunters, but I think...
Yes, Hunters. Holy shit, if you have not watched this show. The first episode is like, what, almost 2 hours?
The first episode... I don't think the first episode... Well, it feels like it. It feels long. It's a plot... It's the pilot. The pilot's like always kind of long. It lets you like introduce you to the characters and all this other stuff. Like, you know, it just... It is what it is. But
Hunters is really good.
It is good. We left off on episode 3. I think it's going to be more like a Sunday thing when you're home all day and we can, or like a Monday thing when you're home all day. Mm-hmm. And we can actually try to
dedicate some time to it.
Sometime, you know,
with pick up Chick-fil-A.
Two kids, it's very difficult. And stop making fun of my Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A. I don't like anything else they stand for.
Thanks, Gene.
But they're...
Yeah, this is your fault now with the damn Chick-fil-A.
The chicken nuggets are awesome, Hector.
They're not chicken nuggets. We've gone over this. They're breaded chicken bites. It's literally whole pieces of chicken breast. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty much what we've been up to. And it's kind of crazy. It's been kind of kooky, but it's... This is what we're kind of like, you know, we're rolling with it. We're rolling with the punches and we're trying to stay up to date with things. And speaking with trying to stay up to date, Carmen kind of brought this to my attention. There was this older 1984 film called Dune, which was based off of books, was it not?
Yeah.
It was originally books and then they came out with a movie and it seems to be getting a remake.
And I am highly interested in. See, that's the thing. Like with us, we're that type of couple. If we see something and we're like, oh man, I think Hector would like this. And most of the time I'm right.
Yeah, like, she's like, pretty spot
like,
on.
I'm 9 out of 10 when it comes to stuff like that. And it seemed interesting. I know they made a movie in the '80s. I never watched it. I kind of read a little bit what the books are about and stuff. And based on the books, it sounds pretty interesting. It comes out like in December. So by then, I'm hoping I can find a sitter and maybe make it a me, Hector, night. Or if Gene wants to come along too. I don't know. Gene is like a brother. But it's interesting. I'm not a big... Like, I like some science fiction shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like... Depends on like reading. Oh man, my brain hurts sometimes.
It's got to be able to grab you within like the first 15 minutes. If it doesn't grab you, she's not gonna get into it.
Yeah, it's true. It's like especially if I'm gonna be sitting there reading a long ass book, it has to grab me in the first page. Like the first page has to be interesting. So I'm like, okay, I really want to read this.
Yeah.
So I'm the same with movies. If the movie doesn't grab me in the first 15 minutes, if it's lost me, I just walk away. I'm like, yeah, I tried it. Same thing with anime. If the anime doesn't get me in 15 minutes, I truly walk away. Hector knows.
Yeah, and Lord knows I've tried numerous animes with her. I mean, Attack on Titan had got her attention, and then she just, you know, Outlander started. So then she just gravitated to Outlander and forgot all about
Attack
on Titan.
Excuse me, I have to be faithful to Outlander, all right?
I don't want
to
hear it.
It's like 5 seasons, all right? Carmen right, has to be faithful to a show that's been around for 5 seasons.
Attack on Titan is 3 seasons, and they're all available. And what are you watching in the off season from Outlander?
Anything sure, in between.
Attack on Titan.
Anything in between. Don't come
whatever.
This is
I don't want to hear it.
All right? That's like my only season.
Anyway.
Race.
So yeah, everybody, Dune looks like it's going to be a pretty good movie to check out. If you haven't seen the teaser photos, because there's no official trailer yet. Go ahead and take a look at that.
Our fellow Spidey girl is on there.
Yes, Zendaya will be in the film.
Yeah, she will. She plays an important character from what I'm seeing.
Yes. So there's that. And then in the realm of anime, it seems like Boogie Styles has gravitated towards the Netflix series Seven Deadly Sins.
Yes.
And we started watching it. We are currently on season 3 of Seven Deadly Sins. Mm-hmm, and sure. It has been somewhat of a chore to sit down with her and watch the remaining season. I will say this. It is pretty damn good. I was skeptical at first because of the fact that it's an anime series and it's on Netflix. So, I mean, that just goes to bold the question, you know, how good could this be? Then seeing that Kandasha Films is, you know, part of it and everything else, and I was like, okay, this may be actually good. And I mean, shit, I got sucked into it. So we started watching Seven Deadly Sins during this whole outbreak. And we're almost done with it, so I would highly recommend. It's been out for a while. If you haven't seen it, definitely give it a try to watch.
Yeah, Hector pretty much is pretty good when it comes to anime and picking out what anime Ari can and can't watch.
Right.
Because he's Mr. If I don't, like, because Ari will come to us and be like, oh, I want to watch, what is that one that you told her? No.
Promise Neverland.
Promise Neverland, which I will check out eventually. He never heard of it until she mentioned it.
Right.
And he was like, no, not yet. Let me check it out first, and I'll let you know if it's a yes or no.
Right.
And it was a big-ass no.
It's a big-ass no, just based off of the premise of what the storyline is about. So that is something I don't recommend my 8-year-old to watch, and she will not be watching it until she's older. And even in conversation, she was telling me how one of her friends watched Death Note. Now, I had to ask the question, did your friend watch that disgusting, horrible bullshit adaptation that's on Netflix, or are you talking about the actual anime? And she said, no, my friend said she watched the anime. So I had to call her on what her friend said, and I said, well, guess what? That's bullshit. There's no way in the hell that any parent is going to let their 8-year-old watch Death Note when that is seriously not an anime for kids to watch.
No.
I don't care what anyone says.
It's still a no in our house until she's older.
Right. We screen the animes that Ariana's allowed to watch. And so far, she's been super understanding about that. So we've got her watching My Hero Academia. She's watched Naruto. She's watched some Dragon Ball. Now Seven Deadly Sins. And even though there's some highly subjective shit that goes on in Seven Deadly Sins. You know, she's watched that. Death Note is a hell no. Promise Neverland is a no-no.
I'm starting her slowly with Inuyasha.
Yes. We're going to try to get her on the classic. So, you know, Inuyasha would be one.
That's 200 and something episodes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like fucking deep.
So she has like probably like 2 years or something to finish that with the rate we're going. But yeah, we're starting with that. I think definitely like stuff that's not scary or has anything that I would feel is not appropriate for someone her age.
Right. So I mean, like, we can get her going with like Inuyasha and the other animes that we've already said.
You know what her favorite is.
Right. She's not going to be watching Castlevania anytime soon.
No,
I'm wrong with you. I'm even skeptical of showing her
Castlevania.
You are. I would hope so. I'm kind of skeptical of showing her Full Metal only because between Shao Tucker doing that fucked up shit with his kid and then, you know, General Hughes passing, that's, you know, yeah, these are really hard points, so I have to kind of like pick and choose the battles here.
Look, us as grown adults cry during those scenes. So.
Yo, man, Hughes dying was hard, even though he was annoying as shit. But he was a good man. Rest in peace, Hughes. You know, I might start her on Bleach.
Bleach? Really?
I might start her with bleach, because bleach is not that bad.
Bleach isn't.
I mean,
that's why.
In reality, it's not a bad one. Not a lot of the major characters pass, or any of them. So, oh, and Bucky Styles has informed us that she is watching now Black Clover.
Get your butts bit.
So yeah, we're recording this. It's late at night. You need to get your ass to sleep. You know, we're slowly introducing her into our realm of anime, and I'm trying to expose her to a little bit more of the anime side.
Anything that you see on My Hero Academia is all Hector's doing.
Yes.
And then they dragged me into it.
Yes.
And then we went to go watch the movie in the movie theater with Emily, which is, I know, a horrible idea. I'm so sorry, you anime fans out there. But you know what? It's not my fault. If they would have given it during the middle of the day, I would have just dragged her then, because I know I have a baby. But it is what it is. Yeah. It's in Japanese anyway. You guys are going to read the subtitles.
All right. I don't think you get the understanding of that, but anyway, we're going to move on.
Read the subtitles. You'll be all right.
I mean, other than that, guys, that's exactly what we've been doing.
Yeah, every day, dealing with the new normal, you know, trying to be a family and try to see more of the positive than the negative, because there is a lot of negative out there. It's a lot of things going on, and it's like you want to shelter your kids from it, but you also want them to understand what's going on out there and why all this is happening. I've been reading a couple articles on kids that are, like, regressing, that are scared or nervous, and their anxiety is all the way up high, and they're getting depressed and things like that. And I think trying to do little things with them, like watching a movie, like watching an anime, like trying to see, you know, okay, yes, we're stuck at home.
Right.
But we can make this fun, you know, as a family.
We can, you know, we're making it work, and even... aside from, you know, watching a movie or an anime, you know, playing games with the kids, or, you know, even getting on one of the game consoles and playing a game with them there. You know, Brother Gene is got on and he's played with her Mario Kart 8 on the Switch, and they've been having a ball, and it's funny as hell to hear Airy laughing her ass off in the bedroom and then you hear Gene on the FaceTime.
Like I said, it's the new normal for them. This is the only way they can really see the people that they love is through, you know, FaceTime or Google Duo, all these awesome ass programs. And no one really thought about, like, oh, you know, they're just there on your phone. And then when time like this comes, it's the only way of communicating with people and seeing people and stuff. So, yeah, I think that we did this episode also because I wanted to do it too.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I needed to drag my dude back into his podcast a little bit. He's been so worried about me and our family and, you know, everything going on. I feel like needed a little bit of normalcy, and this is it.
A little venting.
And I know the first half of the episode's a little sad, but the second half was fun.
Yeah.
I like doing this with you and, you know, and Gene. This was also my way of just, like, relaxing too. I think my anxiety has been on super high since all of this.
Yeah, definitely has. We are going to be doing another episode coming up soon. We're actually going to see how to set up a watch along as we do our recording. Unfortunately, and I'm saying unfortunately, because Brother Wade, and again, fuck you,
you leave Gina,
has suggested that we revisit and watch the god-awful, criminal, atrocious 1994 Street Fighter live action adaptation with Jean-Claude Van Damme and the late great Raul Julia. And I say the late great because this man gave us amazing movies when he was alive, and he gave us a passionate and very noteworthy Gomez Adams. And then to see him on
Morticia, I feel like
They were relationship goals.
They are relationship goals to this day.
And what sucks is to know that
this was his last film.
This, you know, with his last breath, this was the final film that he put out. And the only reason why he did it is because his son was a fan of the video game. So he wanted to make this film for his son. And it just, it's sad in a sense because it just came out so fucking awful.
I mean, he was a good Bison. It was just...
Oh, God, let's not go there, please.
I mean, he wasn't bad. I think he played it. But I remember watching Street Fighter as a kid with my brother, okay? So that's how old I am. and my mom renting the VHS and letting us watch it. And then, you know, honestly, the only good thing that came out of the 90s, like...
Mortal Kombat.
I was gonna say that.
Fucking Mortal Kombat was the saving grace of all video game movies.
Super Mario Brothers was my, like, guilty pleasure. I'm sorry. It was. It was like, bad, but I liked it at the same time.
If we had to rank these movies from best of the worst to the absolute bottom of the gutterless, trashless pit,
Street Fighter
would be at the very, very fucking end of that bottom barrel.
All right.
Followed by Double Dragons.
Shit, y'all forgot. Oh, I watched Double Dragons.
Yes, right.
I did watch.
Followed by Double Dragons. Then Super Mario Brothers. Then Mortal Kombat.
Okay, I will accept that. Talking about that, y'all, now I want to show Airy, like, Super Mario Brothers.
I don't know if I want to taint her with that.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, I would be more than happy to show her.
But she has to somewhat see these movies that we grew up with.
You know what's the one thing I really actually couldn't stand about the Super Mario Brothers film?
What?
The Goombas.
I know, but I can get past
the fucking home. Look, God damn it. I just, you know what? I have to laugh at this shit. Because John Leguizamo playing fucking Luigi, that's comedy. That was pure comedy gold.
I like Super Mario.
No. Okay? You guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. His name is Mario Mario. I'm Luigi Mario. When the fuck did they get last names? Someone help me here.
Okay.
Help me with this.
All right. Well, I don't know what you are more mad about. Super Mario Brothers or Street Fighter right now?
Oh, God. Let's not even go there. It's Street Fighter all day, every fucking day. I could literally, you know what's going to be the sad thing too? When we do this fucking watch along, it's probably going to take us 4 hours to get through this fucking film.
It's not going to take you 4 hours. What are you going to do, pause every 2 seconds?
I will literally pull this movie apart piece by piece.
Oh my God. Why'd you do this to me, Gene? All right. Well, it is getting late, sir.
Yes, I have to work in the morning.
And I have a 16-month-old. Well, M is sleep. I mean, well, M is not Sleeping Beauty. She is the opposite. And Aerie is Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
M will be waking me up shortly after you go to work. Mm-hmm. And Ariana will probably sleep until 11 or noon. Yeah,
because, again, that's the new norm. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to hear us rant and rave and to tell you our side of this whole COVID-19
quarantine mess.
Guys, don't forget to look us up on social media. We're available on Instagram under Big Heck Wade Adventures. Don't forget our Twitter. It's at Big Heck Wade ADV. We are now part of the Fourth Wall Pop Network. Don't forget to go and look for us on there. They're available on all social media sites. Don't forget for hashtag Make It Pop. And guys, again, one more thing. We have a TeePublic website. So if you go to teepublic.com/BigHackWade, you can go on there and you can purchase, you know, t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, whatever it is that you like. We have it all available there, and it's all available for you guys to purchase. And with that being said, thank you guys for taking the time out for listening to us.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the Street Fighter movie review when we do it. And this is us signing off, leaving you with a peace, a salute, and we're out. Take care.